So today we are starting Siman Mem, Din Eich Linhoig B'Kedushas HaTzfilin, how to treat the tefillin with respect, to be aware of their holiness and to act accordingly. Sif Aleph, also Lislois Tefillin, you're not allowed to hang up tefillin. Bein Bebotim, Bein Beretzuas, whether the boxes of the tefillin, Bein Beretzuas, or the straps, you're not allowed to hang them up on a nail or a peg. Avol Mutar Lislois on a Bekis on it, but once they're in their bags, you are allowed to hang up that bag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aleph Osalis Lois Al HaYosid, you're not allowed to suspend on a peg or a nail, Nishu Derech B'Zoyin, because it's treating it in a disgraceful way. Bein Babotim Shabotim Tluyus Lamato, or Bein Sharetzuas Tluyus Lamato, whether it is the boxes of the tefillin that are suspended down below, or whether it's the straps. Mikol Mokom Ba'akrai Ba'alma Sha'echiz HaTefillin B'yodiv Retzuas Tluyus Lamato, Ein LaHakpid. On an occasional basis, if you're holding the tefillin box in your hand and the straps are just hanging below, that's fine. Avrima tefillin tuluyin also b'chol gavne, but you should never just hold the knot of the tefillin or the straps and let the box just hang down, except for the following occasion. Ve'en b'chlal zeh mashat tefillin shel roish tolu ba'avim achzikam biad b'ratzus amasim al roish. Sometimes when a person puts their tefillin on, it's necessary the person is holding onto the ritzuas and they're letting the box sort of sit down onto their head. So there you might have thought that that's also considered hanging the tefillin, but no, that's the way that many people put them on, and therefore that would be okay. There are some people who are very careful not even to allow at the time that they're putting their tefillin on for the box to be suspended. So most people, what they do is they hold the box, they hold the bias of the tefillin when they're putting it on their head, so it's not suspended, but there are those who just hold the straps and then sort of lower it in place. But he says that there are those who, that even though they're lowering it in place, they make sure to support the under part of the tefillin. He says by putting it on some sort of a board or something, as they put it. I've never seen anybody do that, but the principle is that it shouldn't be suspended. Gimel, once it's bekison, once it's in its bags, then you would be allowed to. So let's say you have a tefillin bag that has a strap, you would be allowed to hang that up on a hook. You're never allowed to just allow a Sefer Torah to be suspended. So that would be even if it is in its cover, and that would even be having a suspended Oren Kodesh. The Chaya Odom seems to say that you can't even have an Oren Kodesh that's fixed into the wall that has nothing underneath it, because it should be totally fully supported, and it shouldn't even look like it is just suspended. However, in footnote number 3, he brings that there are those certainly who argue and who say that a suspended Oren Kodesh is fine as long as it's nailed into the wall, attached to the wall in an effective manner, and there's not a problem with the fact that it doesn't have anything underneath it. Having other sorts of sforim, for example, he says, Gomorrahs, they are similar to tefillin over here, so therefore if they're in a bag, you would be allowed to suspend them. And this is all about Kedushas tefillin and Kedushas Sefer Torah. This is the halacha we're doing here, how to treat it in a respectful manner. If you have Sfarim or Sidurim, it used to be the way that it was, that they would have a metal chain hanging from the spine of the siddur, or a metal chain hanging from the spine of the sefer. Osat loison bom, you shouldn't hang it up on that chain. Shehaluchais ena domis lekis, because the front and back cover of this siddur is not similar to having it in a bag. Lefishen mechuboris lesiddur v'harik siddur atme, because the front and back of the siddur is actually attached to it, and it is actually considered part of the siddur. So it's interesting. This is all whether it's considered, suspending it. So we say that if it's attached to the actual siddur, to the actual machsa, then it's considered part of it. It's not like it's being hung in a bag. Continues the Mishnah Brura. Mutalichtei psukim b'niyar. You're allowed to write psukim on paper, and to have them as signs up, for example, at the entrance of the shul. And this is a connection to Sukkos over here, because in the Dirishu footnote number 6 here, he mentions writing psukim, like Basukkos Teshvu, they would write it on vegetables, yeah, and they would hang them in their sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches that this can come to a bezoyin, and therefore you shouldn't. But when it comes to other sorts of psukim that are written up, one is allowed to write psukim, and just one would have to make sure it's not treated derech bezoyin. Says that Mishnah Berurah, continuing, Anoyegin ha'olim lis anoyis kishneifel tefillin miyodei al ha'oretz b'loin artikon. Rachmona litzlon, the minhag is to fast. When if tefillin would fall from the person's hand, I mean, not just if they opened the door and it fell out, but if it fell from a person's hand onto the floor and it doesn't have any boxes on, then the minhag would be to fast. For I think Shneifel Sefer Torah afilu ben artikon, so too if Chas v'Shalom a Sefer Torah would fall, even if the Sefer Torah does have its mantle on. For I'm Beli Rabbish Kosta afilu tefillin ben artikon yitim prutul tzedaka. He says that even if the tefillin did fall in their bag, still, you should give a little bit to tzedakah. In footnote number 8, there's a discussion. If it happens in the morning and the person hasn't eaten yet, so should they just declare that day as a fast, or do they have to be makabalit at mincha and have one of the subsequent days as a fast? And there are two different schools of thought about that, and either of those is fine. Additionally, he mentions if a person is elderly or weak, and Rav Yoshev says also somebody who is learning Torah the whole day, that if they would fast, then that would be very difficult for them, or that would disturb their learning, then they should give money to tzedakah. And then the normal amount that is suggested, if a person if they're not able to fast and the tefillin drop, the normal amount that's suggested is the amount of it would cost to buy food for one day. That you give that amount to tzedakah. And he brings at the end of footnote number 8, for shame, the Mari Brunner, that what a person can do instead, he says, is to add that day an extra 2 or 3 hours of limud haTorah, and that would also count. Okay. Okay, we'll stop over here.